StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative originally launched in 2012. The project provides a platform for veterans, service members, and their families to share their experiences. Topics can cover just about everything, from details about early stages of military service to deployment, friends made and lost, and transitioning back to civilian life. Here's a sampling from the StoryCorps Military Voices archives.
My name is Felicia Banks, and I am here with my son, Willie, and my daughter, Talana.
So, how did it make you feel to leave us for your deployment?
Well, I remember that morning when I left. It was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I just prayed that we be together again.
I just hear the loudest explosion, and I see that's my squad's vehicle that got hit. The bomb flipped it upside down. It ripped it completely in half, and everything inside of it was just parts.
We started to trust you, and since you fought with us and you bled with us and you lived with us, you became us. And my Iraqi interpreter became my American brother.
And my American soldier became my Iraqi brother.
I am a Marine Corps veteran myself. I've worked with veterans for a long time in education and healthcare and outreach.
This is Hazel Diaz, manager of the Military Voices Initiative.
I really love that StoryCorps gives them an opportunity to tell their stories, and that there's not an agenda for the storyline or the plot or anything else that comes with it.
When their distinctive silver Airstream mobile recording studio arrives on April 8th, it will mark StoryCorps' third visit to Pensacola since it was founded by David Isay with a single recording booth in New York City in 2003. Diaz says they're looking forward to their return.
We have a soft spot for Pensacola. We've really enjoyed partnering with your station, and we've really felt a connection with the community there, and we're hoping to do the same when we come back.
Over the years, StoryCorps has carried out its mission to record and preserve the stories of Americans with some special initiatives, to include a focus on the lives of African Americans and members of the LGBT community. More recently, the Justice Project launched to record the stories of those directly impacted by mass incarceration. In 2010, StoryCorps came to Pensacola specifically to record the stories of those affected by the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, which was the largest offshore oil spill in U.S. history. For the upcoming Pensacola swing, the Military Voices Initiative is center stage.
We often have conversations in this country around veterans and service members, and they're not included in the conversation. But with a StoryCorps interview, they can come in and talk about whatever experience they want to share, and it will be archived for future generations who want to know what the military was like at this time or some of the challenges that came with service.
Pensacola was a logical choice for a stop on the Military Voices tour. The WUWF listening area includes several military installations, including Naval Air Station Pensacola, Whiting Field, Hurlburt Field, and Eglin Air Force Base. And the region has one of the largest populations of veterans per capita in the country. While acknowledging the urgency of preserving the stories of the World War II generation, Diaz says this effort is inclusive of the entire ever-changing veteran community up through Iraq and Afghanistan.
We want to make sure that we capture diversified stories of our veterans. Our veteran community is growing more female. It's becoming more diverse year after year, and we want to make sure that we are capturing and representing all veterans that want to share their stories for future generations.
There should be no shortage of service-connected individuals to share their stories, but Diaz points out this particular group is not always open to sharing possibly sensitive information and may have concerns about the archiving of their interviews in the Folk Life Center at the Library of Congress.
There's a lot of hesitation sometimes with military demographic about saying something that they shouldn't or kind of not being able to take back. You know, there's a high vigilance and conversation, especially when you're being recorded.
To help ease those fears, Diaz points out that the StoryCorps interview in the mobile studio is an intimate experience in a small booth in the back. And what to do with the recording is a personal choice.
It's just you and them and the facilitator who's working the equipment at the end of that interview, you decide what to do with it after everything's been said and done. And it is always an option for you to walk away with the tape and have nothing done with it. StoryCorps won't keep it. We won't send it to the Library of Congress. The person that is in the interview is in control of what happens to that tape.
Now, to ensure that interested individuals can ask questions about the interview process and get the information they need, there will be a listening event on Thursday, April 11th, 7 p.m. at First United Methodist Church. That's at the corner of Palafox and Wright Streets in downtown Pensacola, where the mobile studio will be parked. This is a catered event that's free and open to the public. Reservations are available at wuwf.org.
That is an opportunity for people to come in and learn a little bit about StoryCorps, listen to some of the stories that we've previously recorded, and, you know, really have a conversation about what to expect when they come into the booth or if they come in for their interviews.
The listening event will also include information about a new app that's being developed by StoryCorps to allow individuals, whether military or not, to conduct their own StoryCorps interview with anyone they wish, anytime, from anywhere. Again, StoryCorps returns to Pensacola beginning next week, April 8th through 19th. To find out more about StoryCorps and the Military Voices Initiative, or to make your reservation for interviews and the listening event, click on the Military Voices tile on our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.